7:32 in St. Louis, 61. Some scattered showers about the area today. And in per usual on a Thursday morning, Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services in St. Louis. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Buzz. I just realized as I put these headphones on this morning that there's a marked difference between you and me. So I put on the headphones and I worry about smashed hair. You put on the headphones and you don't have to worry about that, do you?
No, I shaved it all off.
I noticed that, yes. Yeah. So, well, you've had it that way for a while. Do you that on a regular basis?
Yeah, it's more comfortable for me.
Well, you know, sometimes on certain days when I have had hair, I'll have to keep that take that into consideration. But anyway, I was just laughing about that because I thought as I put this on, I thought, microphone hair. You know, women talk about hat hair. Well, now I have to talk about microphone hair. So, or headphones hair, I guess I should say. So this is May. It is the month of May. We're almost halfway through May, which is amazing. And May, you may or not know, is Older Americans Month. And so I, in preparing for today, thought to myself, well, where did Older Americans Month come from? So I took a look. I Googled it, wonderful thing to do, my little research and development, R&D Googling. And I discovered that it was in 1963 that President John F. Kennedy designated May as Senior Citizens Month. And he did so encouraging the nation to pay tribute to older people across the country. Then in 1980, President Jimmy Carter's proclamation changed the name to Older Americans Month. I do believe that's a little more friendly than Senior Citizens Month. Older Americans Month, and it is a time to celebrate those 65 and older through ceremonies, events, and public recognition. And I don't know whether that really happens anywhere. So it's this proclamation, and it comes and it goes, and we really don't know that, and we don't lift it up. So I'm not exactly sure how we do that. But I thought what I would do today is twofold. One is to share a couple of interesting statistics I also found. And then secondly, share a hymn that celebrates older adults. Because if we don't do it necessarily on a regular basis, we could do it here on KFUO. So here are some facts that are put together, some statistics put together by the Census Bureau. So here's one number, 43.1 million. Now, this is based on, these facts are based on the census figures from 2012. So we do know that they're 3 years old, but imagine compiling all these every year. So we do have to realize that they're 3 years old from the 2012 census. 43.1 million. The number of people who were 65 and older in the United States, this group accounted for 13.7% of the total population. 92.0 million. So now 43.1 was the number in 2012. 92.0 million, so we're almost doubling it, is the projected population of people 65 and older in 2060. So while we know there's a span, there's almost a 50-year span there, in that 50-year span, we are going to double the population of people 65 and older. Another interesting number, 2.4 million. The projected number of baby boomers in 2060. So of that number, the baby boomers. So people will still be turning 65, obviously, but they're going to be in the generation following the baby boomers. But interestingly enough, 2.4 million, that that time, the youngest baby boomers would be 96 years old. So that means in 2060, it's projected, when you take a look at our projected life expectancy, how people are living older, by 2060, we'll have 2.4 million people 96 years old or older. And in 2056, so just before that, that is the year in which, for the first time, the population 65 and older will outnumber people younger than 18. So by that time, we will have more people over 65 than we will have younger than 18. And of course, there are a lot of implications about that. You know, a lot of the implications are, how are we going to handle that? Because with aging bodies come also chronic conditions and other things. But it's also obviously an interesting statistic for us to embrace as Lutheran Senior Services, because we know that we have to continue to take a look at the services we provide, how we provide them, expand that out, and really it's an interesting dilemma to have, to take a look at how blessed we are and how we might repurpose all of the various things we can do to meet the various needs of older adults, from those who live in the city to those who live out in the outskirts, to those who live in our senior living communities, to those who live in our affordable housing, to those who want services brought to their home. We're really exploring a lot of different options, because we want to look not just to today, but we want to project out into the future.
I look at those numbers and I think, okay, since I'm just barely out of the baby boomer, I'm one of the first Gen X's.
Mm-hmm.
You were giving those statistics, and I'm thinking, so my great grandchildren would be those children, you'd say, that would be the under 18.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I would be, when those other people are 96, I would be turning 95.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sit there thinking about this, and in that I have relatives. My grandmother lived to be 100, my grandfather 90, others on the other side of the family lived to be well into their 80s or 90s. And so the possibility of that happening to me exists, and it's very strong.
Absolutely, absolutely. My ancestry is not quite as strong, so I don't know whether I will be one of those who breaks into the 90s and the 100s, but it does seem like you may be doing that. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to flip my page over here and see. I thought that there was some statistic also on this piece of paper. Oh, there it is, on centenarians. Okay, I've got one starred. Okay, so here, let's take a look at this. 53,364, the number of people aged 100 and older in the 2010 census. 20.7 for every 100 centenarian women. Okay, so for every 100 centenarian women, there are only 20.7 centenarian men.
Right. Yeah.
And so for you centenarian men, the market is just going to be just huge for companionship for the men to the women. 43.5% in 2010, the percentage of centenarian men who lived with others in their household, the most common living arrangement for this group. But for their female counterparts, the most common living arrangement was residing in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? So I do believe that it is true. We're going to be having many, many more reaching the 100 mark. And you may be one of those.
It's entirely possible. And when I look at how the statistics like you're sharing with us come into play, it makes us come to realize just how important it is, not just family, but the decisions that involve the family when we happen to come into various stages of not just life, but of the infirmities that could accrue over our lifetime.
So when you take a look at around the world, there are various different ways that families care for each other. So some places in the world, the older adults move into the homes with the younger generations. I believe that that's been an Asian tradition. Our tradition hasn't always been that way, but we can still have that large family caring when we do help our older adult loved ones make the decisions and help them decide how they best can live that life to the fullest into their many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now you said something about a hymn.
I did. A few years ago when Lutheran Senior Services celebrated our 150th anniversary, we did ask her brokering to write a couple of hymns. So I'm going to share one this morning. I'm not going to sing it. But in your mind, there are actually two tunes, which I found very fascinating, that you could sing this to. One would be the traditional Away in a Manger. And the other is Immortal Invisible. So think about that. The same words could go with Away in a Manger and Immortal Invisible. That could be a whole different devotion. But I will read it. It reads, O God of all ages, all years, and all space, how sweet is your love and how great is your grace. We humbly do thank you. We kneel and we praise for walking beside us in all of our ways. The years that you give pass like stars in the night. We rest in the darkness and wake in the light. You give us each other and make our years long. You hold us with wonder and fill us with song. Past years keep on living, new years then unfold. O Lord, there is beauty in years that are old. What was and now is and now ever shall be, living life to the fullest through all eternity. May God bless our Older Americans Month. May God bless each and every one of the listeners today.
Thank you so much, Jane Wilkie.
Thank you.
And blessings on your day.
Thanks.
Thanks. Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services, part of the regular crew here on His Time on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Coming up on 744.